What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Joining me now on the call, we have head coach of Moon Area High School, my good buddy, Mike Morocco. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing really good. Really good. Indeed. Oh, I'm super pumped to have you on, as always. Moon, right across the border there from me at West Allegheny, a little 10-minute drive. And obviously, you're a West A boy, so it's an easy little pitch out to get you on the show. And
yeah,
obviously, you've had some hitters, you know, just recently. And let's just talk about it right off the bat. How is the how's some of the your alumni group doing? How's some guys wrestling in college?
Yeah. So the one that you're probably referencing there a little bit is Kyvon. So Kyvon Grace over there, West Lib. He's doing really well. Last year, he had a good freshman year. He started this year off strong here. I think he's finally starting to creep into the top 10 rankings, maybe. It's kind of depending on where you're looking. So it's awesome. It's awesome to see for him. So all that work he's putting in. And then we do have a couple other guys that are wrestling at Penn Tech. Actually, the Trimber brothers, CJ. Yeah, CJ's junior, I think, by now. And Ryan followed him there, his brother. And then Connor Lindsay. So we got four guys wrestling at the, you know, next level. So
what level is the Penn Tech? Is that NAIA or is that club?
Is that D3?
Might be D3. I had to look it up. But that's either way, that's awesome. Is that a technical score? Is more what I was getting at?
Yes.
Like a
vocational. Yeah, it's like a Penn Tech.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, Penn Tech
college. Man, I wish it. See, that's the second time I've heard that today, man. I wish that was out whenever I was going to technical school. I was
wrestling
college.
Give you a chance to keep going, competing.
Yeah, man. That's cool. I love that. Okay. Next thing I have on the list, off-season program. How's it gone for you guys this year?
So we've had a lot more guys competing in off-season tournaments, going to different clubs, local clubs, all that type stuff, really since the end of last year. So, you know, obviously some guys taking some time off here and there, but compared to years past, the number of guys that have committed to doing things in the off-season has been, a great improvement from where we were. We obviously still always have our, you know, one day a week or so throughout, you know, the summer and fall and things like that. We've always got good numbers for all that stuff. But yeah, really excited that a lot of guys started wrestling beyond this months of the actual season. So it's nice.
No doubt. Okay. So as you're, you know, getting through and getting going with the off-season program, getting into the start of the season here, like next week or this week, obviously, geez. Who's the captains? Who's the leaders on your squad? Who's, being the second voice in the room, I guess.
Yeah. So, let me just kind of explain it this way. So I think we graduated seven seniors last year. The majority of them were in the lineup, if not all, you know, in any given time. And this year we have four seniors. Three of them started this year. And one of them, our only guy that is returning, started last year, Bexley. So, you know, put it basically, we're young. We don't have a lot of senior leadership, but those four are working hard. And Bexod is one of those guys that committed. I think he was going to, he was probably wrestling 2 or 3 days ever since last season, putting in time. So he is greatly improved. That whole idea of you can basically get a season's worth of work or more in the off season and gained, you know, yeah, it's his second season, but he is a proof that if you wrestle in the off season, he can come out this year like it's his fourth season, which is awesome. So basically who we got is a few juniors, and then we have a lot of sophomores, which is really nice to see, because I think they're all going to kind of grow together here and have to figure it out. Because as you said, who's speaking up? We got some guys that are just leading by example, doing what they're supposed to do because they're competing. But yeah, we'll see how they all kind of come together here.
Yeah. So you talk about some sophomores, freshmen, sophomores, any new guys breaking in the lineup that we need to keep an eye on?
So new guys would be, we got two freshmen coming in that's had some pretty good success over the past couple of years for themselves. But Bryce Thomas is going to be our little guy there at seven. And then Liam Costa, both of those guys, again, competes, basically wrestle all year round. So Costa is going to be in that 52-60 area. But those two, looking forward to see what they can do. And I can't leave out our girl, Haley Smarsh. She was a junior high girl state champ last year. So
nice.
It's like, yes, it's perfect timing for her that girls is, you know, official sport now. She can hit the ground running from the beginning, literally as a freshman. And, you know, I'm hoping good things for her, for her future too.
So where are you guys at over there, man? For as far as the girls team goes, you guys have a squad?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a squad. It's basically her and a girl that was on our team.
Right.
Huh?
Technically a squad, two people is a squad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And we have a girl that was on our team last year, Kenzie. You know, she's back. So yes, we do have two. You know, again, we got some tournaments lined up for them and that stuff, and we'll get the matches all situated. But unless some of those, there are a few teams that have a full lineup, but for the rest of us, it's just like, hey, who has a couple of girls and wants to schedule a match. So we'll see how it goes, but it's pretty exciting for them.
We touched on schedule there a little bit. How does the schedule look like for your squad this year? Is it traditional? Is what you typically do, or have you changed it up a little bit? What's it look like?
So what we like to do is our January is loaded. So in December we host our own duels, you know, every year, which is next, not this coming weekend, the following, the 9th.
Yep.
So that'll be our first competition of the year. And then we have a match against Trinity, the 20th. And then that's it for December for us. So it's kind of nice for some of our guys. It's only two weigh-ins, that type of thing. And then we go into January, and then that's when we have a match every Wednesday. We have, three tournaments. You know, and then February, I always try to have like two matches in February, just in case we don't go like some deep team run. Mm-hmm. It still gives us some competition, you know, so we're not stale going into the section tournament.
No doubt. Okay. Next thing I got on the list, dodgeball, kickball, handball, you know, mat ball, squirrel. I've heard soccer today. I've heard it all, dude. I've heard hockey.
Yeah.
What game do you guys get into?
So dodgeball, I don't know if there's a wrestling room. Well, put it this way, the dodgeball should be included in every wrestling room.
Absolutely.
And then the rules may vary from room to room, but I think that's there. We'll randomly play some kickball, try to, you know, change it up. And then we have a game we like to play we call soccer dodge. So it's basically dodgeball, but you can't use your hands. You got to kick it. And watching wrestlers run around and try to kick the ball. Some of them, it's as you would picture it. And then some of them, it's like, okay, that kid clearly played soccer all the way up through middle school or something. So he's the one, you know, winning the whole thing. But no, just anything to get them moving around, you know, just warming up and something different, smile on their face.
Yeah, man, it's always interesting to see them not in a wrestling, you know, setting, get after it a little bit. Definitely cool. Coaching staff, who's helping you this year?
Mike Shaw has always been together for a while now. And then Jason Knox is also helping us out. And then I do want to add that at the junior high level, my dad's coaching the junior high as always.
Yeah, let's go.
He's back again.
Coach Bo, let's go. That's right. He's my coach, man. He's the best.
Yeah. See, you got to keep him around. He knows what he's doing. But and then helping him out, which is a great addition for us this year, is Frankie Benora, which wrestled for us, you know, a couple of years ago.
Not a bad ad, my friend. That is not a bad ad.
No, guy that makes a state tournament. It's a good guy to have around for sure. So
you sneak him up with the high school guys at all, roll around with them?
I'm going to try to here and there as we can. Yeah, but for now, he's, you know, with his work schedule and stuff, just focus on a junior high because they practice a little bit later than us. So, yeah, anything he can work in with those guys down there is awesome. So
no doubt.
That's our main crew. And then we got some other guys that are volunteering, helping out when they can show.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm sorry. Social medias. What's that look like? Or do you guys have any? How can we follow the squad this year?
Yeah, we have Instagram accounts. One of the managers or students run it. It's just Moonary Wrestling. And then we do have a Facebook page too. I think it's the same title. But that's how we'll pretty much kind of post those out there. Try to see what we can do. And hopefully we post a lot of success.
I love that. Okay. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Yeah. You know, I think we do need to mention just one or two of the guys from last year that were on the team that I think they've made some stuff. Again, you mentioned some leaders. They're still young guys. They're still kind of making their way up, but Kale Yannick did an awesome job last year as a freshman. He got a late start with an injury, but he ended up finishing the seventh in the WIPUL. So
super, super tough. I expect big things out of Kale this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited to see again, he's been full in, full committed every, you know, all off season. So you got him. And then we got three other guys that were in our lineup last year between Maritato, Elijah Thomas and Tooch that, again, they saw some success last year. You know, they were all young guys last year. They're still more or less underclassmen now. Just hoping, again, with the success and stuff that they've been putting in over the offseason, see some good things from them. So,
awesome stuff. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you hanging out. I'm sure I'll see you probably at the Moondles, my friend.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yep.